Nashville Mayor John Cooper opened the vigil for the victims of Monday's school shooting, remembering the names of the 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults who died in the mass shooting.
We remember Evelyn, William, Holly, Catherine, Cynthia, Mike. And today we're joined by Mike Hill's family, including his 7 children.
The mayor steered clear of politics. He did not mention Tennessee's lax gun laws. They were further weakened this week when a judge said 18-year-olds can now carry handguns in public without a permit. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats gathered to repeat their call for reauthorization of an assault weapons ban. The previous ban expired in 2004. The Nashville shooter was armed with an AR-style rifle, AR-style pistol, and a handgun. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar called out Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett for his comments this week on the massacre in his home state.
Just the other day, one of my colleagues stood on this step, a Republican colleague, and when asked about the Nashville shooting, his response was, "We're not going to fix this. We're not going to fix this." I want you all to remember the photograph. If you haven't seen it, I hope you see it. A photograph of a Nashville little girl inside a school bus, weeping, sobbing, her face filled with pain and trauma. And that member of Congress, that Republican member of Congress and his entire conference are telling that family and that little girl, "We're not gonna fix this." Well, guess what? We have to fix it. It is our job to fix it.
Georgia Congresswoman Lucy McBath's teenage son, Jordan Davis, was killed outside a gas station convenience store when the white shooter in the vehicle next to her son's got in a verbal confrontation over the loud rap music the teens were playing in their car. She then decided to run for Congress.
Weapons of war don't belong on our streets. And I ask, how many children must die before we learn that?
Last summer, the House of Representatives approved an assault weapons ban on a vote of 217 to 213, but with 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster, the measure never made it out of the Senate. With the House now in Republican hands, tougher gun safety rules have virtually no chance of passage. The group Every Town for Gun Safety says that counting the Nashville shooting, there have been 39 incidents of gunfire at schools so far this year. 18 people have died in them. Gunfire has become the leading cause of death for children in the U.S., surpassing automobile accidents. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.